Hi, I'm Eddie Robson. I'm the author of Drunk on All Your Strange New Words, a new novel from Tor.com. This is Sam, and tonight we're just having a beer. So yeah, today I'd like to talk a bit about the journey that I went on while writing Drunk on All Your Strange New Words. I mean, my last book, Hearts of Oak, came out just days before the first lockdown in the UK when COVID hit here in March 2020. And everyone's attention was inevitably on other things, and that was very much the case, everywhere, really. And so, getting another book contracted during that time, during that year, was a real high point for me when I felt like I really needed it. I mean, I'd been put on the extremely vulnerable list for COVID. Which meant that I was really told to have, no contact with anyone outside my immediate family and not to even really go out. I mean, I went out for walks, but I really had to stay away from everyone. Didn't see any friends or go in any buildings other than my own house. And you might think, oh, well, that's good conditions for writing a book because that's what you're doing anyway. But really, when you're writing a book, you do need to be able to get out and get some perspective on it because there always comes a point in writing a book where you do lose the ability to judge it because it's so familiar to you. I mean, I certainly find that's my experience and it's the experience of a lot of writers who I've talked to. I think that's particularly difficult in a mystery because in a mystery, which is what this is, the answer can't be too obvious because you don't want the reader to just work it out. You want to feel like there's a process going on and that there is something to be worked out. But you also want them to feel it can be worked out. You can't just have the solution come out of the blue, like, oh, the murderer is this guy who we've not previously mentioned, who you couldn't possibly have known. And it's not just because the reader doesn't get the chance to work it out for themselves, or is one of the pleasures of this kind of fiction. It's also because it's hard for that answer to have any meaning if that character has just come out of nowhere. And it's really difficult when you've lived with this book in your head. You want to have everything in there that needs to be in there, but you don't want it to be too obvious. And it all feels incredibly obvious to you by that point. And on top of that, this was the first time I'd written a book that had been contracted before it was fully written. I just pitched it on the story and the first 10,000 words or so. My previous books had actually been completely written and then submitted to the publisher, so they knew what it was when they took it on. And I really felt pressure to live up to the book that I'd promised them and promised myself. So after a period of really wrestling with it and being very uncertain, it was a real relief to actually pass it off to our great editorial team at Tor.com. And they give you the perspective that you really need and reassure you that, you have written a good book after all.